going to start just for a few minutes. And we're up to Halacha Ches. This is in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, if you want to follow inside. Yesh Nagim Shekoyden Abedika Menichim Pesise Lechem B'mkaimesh Yimotzim HaBoidek. People have the minhag, I think probably everyone here has the minhag, that you hide 10 pieces before you start. And kichayshin shema Allah yimatei klum usehei abrach levatala. The reason why is because people are concerned that they might not find anything if their wives cleaned out the whole house so well, so there's no chametz to be found. So they're worried that it's a brach levatala. So by putting out 10 pieces, so then you found your 10 pieces and you didn't do a brach levatala. Now there's a problem over here. Pshita ki mi she'ena baidek royu elashu mekabetz elu hapsisim. Very cute. If a person...
Sorry, am I disturbing, Rabbi?
No. It's very cute. It's always good to have background music.
I'm like the side entertainment, you know?
So it could be people are coming on to see what's going on in Baltimore, you know? So the point...
Never in the history of the world has that ever happened.
Sorry. I'm gonna hang up.
I can't.
I'll see you, Rabbi. Bye.
So the point is... that you can't just put out the 10 pieces and then you find the 10 pieces and you're done. Because then really it was a bracha levatala. And you would not mekayim your mitzvah svedik of us a bracha levatala. So the ikar is that really, you know, the kids are putting that out and it should make you find and look around better. But if you are just looking for the pieces, you're really running into problems of bracha levatala. So you should make, again, it's a checklist. You're going through each room. Anytime I find a... If my kids hit it in a very crazy place, I tell them, show it to me, because you don't have to check in crazy places unless you have crazy kids. But otherwise, the Maisa, it's just trying to get you to do your Bedika properly, and it shouldn't be used in the wrong way. Okay? If you've kept over some chametz for selling or for burning the next day, it should be put in a very safe place. Any chametz that you found during the Vedika, you should all keep that together in the right place in order that you could burn it tomorrow. And if you lose it, you're going to run into problems. So be very careful that you keep it in a good place. Okay, Shkoyach, that was the halacha. We move on. We were moving on officially from the Arba Bunim, but I just, looking over my notes, I saw a quick chop, very much along the lines that we said, but one time, many years ago, by my in-laws, I heard a shiur from the Rebbe Rottenberg. I'm sure the Eilun's familiar with him. He had the stabbing in the shul on the Matzah Shabbos. So he said a nice shot from the Chassam Sofer, that we're really telling this Russia kid that he's asking, like, what's this avodah? Why do I have to go through all of this? And we're telling him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have to make the Geula so spectacular. He could have just, you know, killed Paro and taken us out. And yet he went through all the Makis and Maisa and Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was, you know, according to Rabbi Kiva, there were 250 Makis going on over there. So it was something spectacular that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on, and that was because Klal Yisrael stepped up. We did spectacular. We did extra. We took the sheep, we marched it through the town, we tied it to our bed. We did more than we had to. And therefore, we're zeicha that the geula came in ways that Hashem, like, put himself out, kilu, that he did more than he had to. He took us out with all these mice and nisim. And therefore, we're telling this kid, maha voida, why do we have to do all these chumras? Why are you so machmir on Pesach? And it's so annoying. And we're telling him, with attitude like yours, Hashem would have just taken us out without any nisim. He did a dafka because of the fact that we put ourselves out there. He also added that we find that we asked why by the Chacham it says Eschem, Hashem commanded you, and by the Rasha he said Lachem, which is also a Lashon of you, as if he's counting himself out. So just a cutie over here. Lachem are three letters that come one after another. Lamed Ches Mem, Lamed Chaf Mem. Which means, I've heard this from our Menahel Shlita, Rabbi Rosenbaum has said in the past, that the Chacham is only looking at this, as Sheker also, is three letters right next to each other. He doesn't look at the whole picture. Eschem is Aleph to Tav, and the Chaf and the Mem are the middlemost letters as well. So Memela, the Chacham is the able to look at the whole picture, and he wants to do the whole thing. That's what he's asking. Maha Avoida, he's asking, what are these Chukim and Mishpatim, and then tell him everything, because look, he is looking at the entire picture. So if he's looking at the entire picture, he's one of us. If he's only interested in the bare minimums, so then he's not the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken out. Okay, we move on. The next part of the Agoda says, this is beginning the real Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now that we've spoken about how each person has to talk to their kid individually. So we start off with the Lashon of Yoichol Meirosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, I'm just finding it in my Agoda over here. The lashon that we're saying in the Haggadah is Yoichol Meirosh Chodesh Talmud Leimar Bayoy Mahu. I might have thought that on Rosh Chodesh we should sit down and have a Seder and commemorate everything that happened. Talmud Leimar, that's why it says Bayoy Mahu, to teach us Tafka on the day, and then we said Bayoy Mahu. I would have thought from earlier in the day. Talmud Leimar Bavurzeh Loyamarti Elav Shashi Yesh Matzu Morim Menuchin Lafanim. Dafka, we have the Seder when we have the matzah and mara in front of us, which was at the time that Klal Yisrael, we're commemorating when Klal Yisrael had matzah and mara in front of them, which was the night of the 15th. So I think that Pasha Akash over here, which many of them first ask, is why would I ever think to make a Seder on the night of Rosh Chodesh? Yoichol Mei Rosh Chodesh. Why would I think that? So I saw a couple of mahalchim over here. Number one, there is the mahalch of the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima says that we were commanded, the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given, which this is a Rashi in the beginning of Chumash, Rashi says that maybe you would have thought that the Torah should have started from HaChodesh HaZelechem, from the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael got. Our first mitzvah was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and then also the mitzvah of taking the Korban Pesach, shechting the Korban Pesach, that was all given to us in Rosh Chodesh. So what's so significant about that? Because we say later on in Agoda, Va'at Eirom Ve'Eria, we were naked and bare, which means we had no mitzvahs. When did we get our first mitzvahs? The night of Rosh Chodesh. So what put the whole Geula into action was Klal Yisrael accepting those mitzvahs that night. And Memela, there's a Havamina that just like Klal Yisrael, we're not so into results. We're into the effort that's put in. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. It's the effort that we put in, and you know, people like to talk about when did the Holocaust really start. It started through World War I, and World War I happened to be on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. So Memela, we're always looking at beginnings. It's what the original effort that is put in, that's what causes the results to happen later on. So Memela, it's the night of Rosh Chodesh that we first accept upon ourselves these mitzvahs. So Memela, you might have thought that that's when the real Geula started, and therefore we should sit on the night of Rosh Chodesh and celebrate. The answer is no, we have to have the matzah and mara in front of us, and that's Dafka when Klal Yisrael had the matzah and mara in front of them, which was on the night of the 15th. But there's a real Havamina because that was the real time that Klal Yisrael began to become a Yiddish nation. We began to be Mekabel the mitzvahs as Klal Yisrael. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that very similar, along the same lines, but his yisoid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that night, hi Yosef, that night that we are going to be redeemed. After we bring the Korban Pesach, on the night of the 15th, you are going to go out. So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu inform us that the Geula is happening? On the night of Rosh Chodesh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, we know it's going to happen. And therefore, there's a real Havamina that we should celebrate the night that we know it's happening. You know, when a president promises things, so it might happen, it might not. You know, world leaders are saying lots of things these days. Might happen, might not. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, it's happening. So Memela, there's a real Havamina that we should, that night already, start celebrating the night of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, the next part of that Gada, and we'll end with this, is...
Why wouldn't we start from the beginning of when the Makkos happened, which was almost 2 months earlier?
When the Makkos? So...
When the Makkos started, that's really the beginning of the Gula.
Right, that's a very good point. And the Makkos might have started a year before. Some say it happened. It started the year of Pesach the year before. The night of Pesach the year before. So that might answer your question. But... I think what Reb Moshe is saying is that even though the Makkos started, there wasn't a specific date or time to anything. We knew the Geula was in motion. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh that it's happening and when it's happening. And therefore, to us, that would be the night maybe to celebrate. A very good point, Yehuda. Very good point. Okay, Zok, the Haggadah says, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. Originally, our forefathers were and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to his Avoda. And we're going to go through the whole Psukim, all the Psukim. Okay, well, I'm not going to go through all the words now, but basically, the Haggadah is beginning to go through the Sefer at this point, and we're mentioning that our original forefathers were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Who was that? That was Terach Avi Avraham, Avi Nachar. That he was a major Avodah Zarah server. He actually had a store that he sold idols and obviously was very involved in them. To the point that he brought Avram Avinu to trial. He put his son on trial and was willing to kill him because he destroyed all his Avodah Zarahs. So that means that Terach was a major, major Avodah Zarah. We come from that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us. And he made us his nation, and now, Baruch Hashem, we're the Am HaNichar, we're Klal Yisrael. So, that's how we're starting. It happens to be it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, how we're supposed to start. We know, we've spoken about that the whole Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is based on starting with the Genus and ending with the Shvach. It's a build-up. We're supposed to start talking about our very low beginnings and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised us up and did all the crazy Nisim for us. And then you really get to feel the Geula. So there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether we're supposed to start from Terach or we're supposed to start from Avodah Mayinu. So we do both. We do we start with Avodah Mayinu after the Mahashana. And we also mention that Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. We mentioned Terach and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us and broke us away from that. So I'm just going to go into that shita that we're supposed to start with Terach, which I think it's a big kash of why. Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Aviseinu. When you think of Aviseinu, you think of our forefathers. Who are our forefathers? I think naturally what comes to mind is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. No one goes back before, technically, Adam and Noach. Those are also our forefathers. But no one thinks like that. You think the Avos of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And here we're mentioning that, no, our forefathers were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Terach. So I saw from the Netziv. The Netziv asked another question, a deeper question, which is, you know, tonight is really a celebration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim. How did we get to Mitzrayim? If the Olam knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told he told Yaakov Avinu that you're going down to Mitzrayim and you're going to be there for many years and it's going to be hard and then I'm going to take you out. So basically, you go to a surgeon and he really messes you up. And then he, you know, does another surgery and fixes you up. And you should start praising him for what he did for you. But what does that mean? He's the guy that messed me up. He's lucky I'm not suing him. Why is the night of Pesach such a celebration that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he did for us when he's the one that really put us there to begin with? I think it's a very yesodistic question, which the Netziv answers that there was one major difference that happened through going to Mitzrayim. Which was that our Aviseinu was Terach, which meant that we came from major roots in Avodah Zarah. And if we would have continued along that path, so it's true that some great people stepped up, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shvatim, they were great people. But where does a person go when he's down? When a person's not holding stark, where does he go? He goes to where he comes from. If a person's weak, so he ends up falling very quickly. I think all of us know that we've had weak points in our lives, and if there's something that you have messed up on, so when we're down, when we're not doing well, we end up going back to those problems. Had we not broken away from Terach, so we would end up all being Oved Avodah Zarah, which you see, by the way, in the Midbar, that that's what happened with the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav constantly were always messing up and schlepping Klal Yisrael along with them. But what happened? There was no water. They got nervous about Moshe. So they started serving Avodah Zarah. They started running back to Mitzrayim because they never really broke away from that. And Klal Yisrael also, what happened in Mitzrayim is that we became so close to Hashem through the Avodah and then through Hashem taking us out and all the Nisim that we were able to break away. And now our original roots are in Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the not in Terach. So we have to go back and realize that we really come from Terach. We come from Avodah Avodah Zarah. And Hashem did a major, tremendous chesed by putting us down in there and going through all that tzaras. And then Hashem doing all the Nisim and taking us out. B'meila, we were able to break away from that. And that's really that pshat. In the Gemara, I think it's the pshat of Rav, that we have to go all the way back to Terach in order to really appreciate where we've come from, where Hashem's taken us to, and where Hashem has brought us. And mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeiche to steig in all our nesyenis, and Hashem should bring us to the real geula very soon. B'mei Rav Yameinu. Shkoyach, guys, for joining us today.